This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States is weighing a response to Iran for the strike on Saudi Arabia's oil industry, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Iran's foreign minister says a U.S. or Saudi Arabian attack on Iran would set off an all-out war. In Abu Dhabi, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says diplomacy is the way to work this out.
While the foreign minister of Iran is threatening all-out war to fight to the last American, we're here to build out a coalition aimed at achieving peace.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says Iran can't get away with this.
Restoring deterrence is going to require a military response that will create some amount of pain so they'll be less likely to do this again. And to me, it's not an all-out war scenario unless Iran wants it to be.
Iran's foreign minister says they will have a lot of casualties, but they won't blink to defend their country. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A powerful suicide truck bomb has devastated a hospital in southern Afghanistan, killing as many as 20 people and wounding more than 90 others. AP correspondent Zarya Shakli reports.
The Taliban, who claimed responsibility for the bombing, have carried out nearly daily attacks since peace talks with the U.S. collapsed earlier this month. The massive explosion destroyed part of the hospital in Qalat, the capital of southern Zabul province, and left a fleet of ambulances broken and battered. Hours earlier, a drone attack in eastern Afghanistan's Nangarhar province, blamed on U.S. forces, killed and wounded as many as 30 people, most of them civilians. There is no immediate response to requests for comment from the U.S. military in Afghanistan. I'm Zarya Shakli.
Three former executives of Tokyo Electric Power Company have been acquitted on criminal charges related to the 2011 meltdown of three reactors at the Fukushima nuclear plant in northeastern Japan. The executives were accused of negligence for failing to act on warnings that the plant was threatened by a tsunami that followed a 9.0 magnitude earthquake. VOA News. China's foreign ministry accused United States lawmakers Thursday of meddling in the country's affairs after the legislators invited Hong Kong pro-democracy activists to testify on Capitol Hill. A spokesman said U.S. lawmakers overreached their authority by engaging with what he termed Hong Kong separatists. On Tuesday, Hong Kong activists Joshua Wong and Denise Ho urged U.S. lawmakers to support human rights and democracy in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. U.S. lawmakers will move next week to begin passing legislation aimed at fighting human rights abuses in Hong Kong. If passed, the bill would allow President Donald Trump to use the Magnitsky Act to sanction Hong Kong and Chinese authorities for human rights abuses. More than 1,300 people have been arrested in Hong Kong pro-democracy demonstrations since early June. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has apologized again for wearing brown face makeup at a costume party in 2001. Thursday, he held a press conference in which he called his behavior unacceptable and said he never should have done it. He said his privileged upbringing has had unintended negative consequences.
I didn't understand how hurtful this is to people who live with discrimination every single day. I have always acknowledged that I come from a place of privilege, but I now need to acknowledge that that comes with a massive blind spot.
Time magazine posted the photo. It said the picture came from a private school yearbook where Trudeau worked as a teacher before entering politics. The leader of Israel's Blue and White Party reiterated on Thursday that he wants a unity government. Here's Benny Gantz. He says, blue and white under my leadership has won the elections. Blue and white is the biggest party. Gantz's party is in a political deadlock with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's party. 2 days after the country's second election, Israelis were contending with the prospect of a third election after the unprecedented repeat, and neither Netanyahu nor his rivals hold a clear path to a coalition government. Earlier Thursday, Netanyahu called for his main challenger to join him in forming a unity government. The U.S. House Intelligence Committee held a closed-door session Thursday with Intelligence Committee Inspector General Michael Atkinson. Lawmakers were hoping to learn more details of a secret whistleblower complaint that has sparked a legal battle between lawmakers and the Trump administration. Earlier Thursday, the Washington Post reported that the complaint involves communications between Donald Trump and a foreign leader. The report said it was a conversation that involved some kind of promise. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.